Mindfulness Practice by Ed Garrity. This is the first in a series of talks on mindfulness practice. Mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, non-judgmentally. It's the aware, balanced acceptance of the present experience. It isn't more complicated than that. It's really opening to or receiving the present moment, pleasant or unpleasant, just as it is, without either clinging to it or rejecting it. Mindfulness is seen as a way of being, involving bringing that awareness to the unfolding of a present experience, moment to moment, with curiosity, openness, and acceptance. It's not a set of techniques to be learned to escape unpleasant feelings. It's not a relaxation exercise, or even a concrete goal to be reached, but rather an approach to life that can help you respond more skillfully even when challenging experiences occur. It involves a process of becoming more aware and accepting towards all of your experiences, including the unpleasant ones. This takes ongoing practice and commitment. It may seem counterintuitive at first because it involves the idea of allowing and turning towards unpleasant experience rather than trying to get rid of it or control it. This approach is best understood through direct experience, beginning your own practice and trying it for yourself. There are really two types of mindfulness practice, formal and informal. Mindfulness is usually cultivated through formal, concentrated meditation practice periods each day, with the idea that we can then carry this mindful awareness with us into all of our daily activities. Mindfulness is most helpful when it becomes a way of being rather than an isolated experience during meditation or a set of techniques to be learned. The focus of mindfulness is on being, not doing. Mindfulness meditation is the formal practice. The approach during mindfulness meditation involves fostering a spacious awareness and observing whatever comes up in the mind without judging it or getting caught up in it, welcoming and allowing experience with equanimity and bare attention. It involves pure moment-to-moment awareness, non-judgmental inner listening, silent observation, and letting experiences unfold from moment to moment and accepting them as they are. In the ancient Pali language, this type of mindful investigation is called vipassana, or seeing things as they really are, literally special seeing. Mindfulness is like a mirror reflecting the reality of what is there without judgment. During meditation, it is common for the mind to become either restless and distracted, or dull and sleepy, either of which can temporarily remove us from the present moment. As you notice either restlessness or sleepiness of the mind, or your reactions to outside distractions, you can do your best to just observe and note these processes as they occur, without judgment. With practice, we begin to notice more and more quickly when our attention has wandered. We can then note what took our attention away and gently bring our attention back to the breath. There may be a tendency to become frustrated or impatient when we notice that our attention has wandered, but the more frustrated we get about it, the more distracting it becomes. Instead of fighting whatever might occur during meditation, we attempt to accept that this is how things are right now. As best we can, we have patience with ourselves and simply observe our reactions with equanimity. Vipassana meditation is a chance to observe the ways in which all phenomena, thoughts, feelings and sensations arise and pass away into the stream of consciousness. This type of meditation offers an opportunity to observe many of the things that are going on in our minds all the time without our awareness. So just starting to become aware of them is important in itself. When we can observe and experience thoughts, feelings, and sensations with equanimity, we realize we are not these things. We become less identified with them and can rest in a calm, spacious awareness. As we do this, the mental activity tends to settle down more and more, kind of like going under the surface of the ocean, beneath the activities of the waves, to a deeper, more still place, or like the sky, whose basic nature does not change as the clouds and weather patterns pass through it. Here are the basic meditation instructions. We begin by taking our seat, which simply means to be present now in this moment, letting go of thoughts about the past or about the future. We then bring our attention to the breath, giving full attention to the feeling of the breath as it goes in and out. Dwelling in the present, moment by moment, breath by breath. Some people, as they're breathing in, say to themselves, rising, and when breathing out, falling, or coming and going. We then observe sounds as they come and go. We observe our mind with moment-to-moment awareness. When attention wanders, note it and then gently bring awareness back to the breath. we observe emotions as they arise and come and go, just like thoughts, just like the breath, just like sounds. Emotions arising and dissipating, coming and going. We observe body sensations as they come and go, without labeling the sensation as pleasant or unpleasant, simply noticing the sensations. And we continue to observe the breath, accepting each moment as it is. As we continue our meditation practice, once a measure of stability of attention is attained, we can begin to expand into choiceless awareness during meditation, in which, rather than guiding the attention back to the breath, whatever object is prominent in your field of awareness at any given moment becomes the primary object of attention. This involves expanding your awareness to observe with mindfulness the arising and falling of each event in your field of awareness as it occurs, allowing the awareness to rest on whatever is most salient in your experience in the present moment, then shifting as that recedes and something new appears. Whenever the attention wanders or feels lost, we gently bring it back to the breath as the anchor into the present moment. With longer-term practice observing your mind during meditation, you may begin to develop insights regarding the impermanence of all phenomena, the dissatisfaction caused by clinging to some aspects of reality and resisting others, and the lack of a solid, stable, unchanging self that is separate from other phenomena. These insights are not verbal or conceptual, but rather involve direct perception of the nature of reality through our immediate experience during meditation. So as you begin or continue your practice, simply observe phenomena as they begin and end, as they arrive and dissipate, allowing yourself simply to be in the present moment of awareness. In the next teaching, we will discuss cultivating daily mindfulness or informal practice.